USA Radio News.
Today, after meeting with the top North Korean official, President Trump did say that the summit is on for June 12th in Singapore with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. The president also had more details regarding that summit.
We're not going to go in and sign something on June 12th. We never were. We're going to start a process. And I told them today, take your time. We can go fast. We can go slowly.
How low can it go? The nation's unemployment rate, that is. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The nation's jobless rate was forecast to hold at 3.9% in May. But when the report came out on Friday morning, it showed it had dropped to 3.8%, the lowest in 17 years. That jobs report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics also showing the economy adding 223,000 jobs, which was well above the 188,000 the economists had predicted.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Last week, many news organizations ran with the story that the Border Patrol Union had slammed the National Guard deployment of troops on the border as wasteful. Art DeQueto is the National Border Patrol spokesman. He explains really what was said.
We believe that the president is doing the right thing. However, there's maybe a lot of individuals underneath the president that were still here during the Obama administration that are not on the same page. We never slammed the president. We never went against what the president was saying.
President Trump pardoned Dinesh D'Souza yesterday for making illegal campaign contributions. D'Souza joined Fox News to talk about his sentence.
I was put in a halfway house in San Diego for 8 months, sleeping overnight in a dormitory with actually 120 hardened felons. It's not my normal crowd. It was an eye-opening experience. I came out of it fine. In some ways, I think temperamentally, emotionally, I'm even stronger than I was before.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
I had a chance to sit down and chat with James Clapper. He was the Director of Intelligence under President Obama. Now, one of the things I had asked him was there's this talk of people spying on the Trump campaign back in 2016. Well, this week, Trey Gowdy came out and defended the FBI. I had a chance to ask Clapper his thoughts on Gowdy and then this whole thing of spying on the campaign.
Good on Trey Gowdy. I mean, he's exactly right, and he's in a position to know, since I believe he was briefed in a very unusual meeting that was held about the exact nature of the informant activity. And this was the most benign form of intelligence collection there is. The FBI has long used informants. It's highly regulated and overseen. And it's a legitimate mechanism, and it's something that's very valuable to the FBI. And it's important to remember that the object here was not the campaign or Mr. Trump. The object was to determine what the Russians were doing.
A new poll conducted by Morning Consult and Politico showed that 53% of Americans are in favor of the new national anthem policy, while 32% disagree with it, and 15% had no opinion. Republicans do seem to be the biggest supporters of the new policy, with 80% approving and 60% strongly approving. The poll contacted just over 2,200 Americans and was conducted in the last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.